Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Due to the coronavirus, our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997020#. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. I'm happy to advise that on September 2nd, 2021, my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God was released for sale. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Hello and welcome again to Kansas City, Kansas Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Pastor John McIntosh, and we will continue our teaching on the meaning and the importance of faith. The meaning and the importance of faith. Would you please open your Bibles to our foundational scripture found in Hebrews chapter 11. That's Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. And we will read our foundational scripture we have been using for our teaching on the meaning and the importance of faith. So if you have found Hebrews 11, 6, I will read and you will follow along. And just for the notification of our listeners, I will be reading from the New King James translation of the Bible. Now, you might have other translations, but that's okay. We will get to the same place at the same time. I guarantee you that. Now, Hebrews 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him, God. For he who comes to God must believe that he, God, is, and that he, God, is a rewarder to those who diligently seek him. Amen. So our Heavenly Father is in the rewarding business. Those of us who diligently seek his word will be rewarded. So our Heavenly Father is in the rewarding business to those who diligently seek him. One of the first rules you have to understand about faith is that it is not a get rich or get what I can plan. But faith is a biblical lifestyle. Let me repeat that. Faith is a biblical lifestyle. Now, will you please go with me to Habakkuk 2, please? Habakkuk chapter 2. And we will read verse number 4. And it says, but the just shall live by his faith. The just shall live by his faith. Now, that word justification, justified, or just means those who have been declared righteous. Once you have received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and Lord, you have been declared righteous. Now, go with me, please, to Romans chapter 1. That's Romans chapter 1. And we will read verse 17. And it says, the just shall live by faith. So this idea that faith is a gimmick, a scheme, is not true. But as a believer in Christ, you should live your life by faith, as we have read in the two previous verses. You should get to the position in life that you are disciplined enough to live your life by faith. Amen. You have to learn to be disciplined, and discipline takes time. for it to come to pass. Faith, believing, and acting on God's word. The Bible should be a way of life for every Christian, primarily because it pleases God. Now let's continue where we left off last week. So please turn your Bibles to the book of James chapter 2. That's James chapter 2. And we will read verse 14 through 18. And remember, we are illustrating the fact that faith is acting on what you believe. Faith is acting on what you believe. Or for the child of God, faith is acting on the word of God. So if you have found James chapter 2, let's begin at verse number 14. And it says, "What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warm and filled, but you do not give him the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit?" Verse 17. "Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works." When people criticize you because you express your gratitude to your Heavenly Father for your prosperity and the things that God has provided for you, do not let them concern you. They are the ones that are ignorant of the Word of God and how what you are saying line up with the Word of God. Let's read verse 18 again. "But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works." Amen. Now, Dr. Michelle and I, we've been all over the world on mission trips. Those were works. We physically went to teach the word of God. But it was our faith and acting on what God had assigned us to do as far as going to the missions field. Faith is acting on what we believed. We believed that God wanted us on those mission fields. And so it took our faith and acting on it for it to go. Our faith was shown by our going on these missions assignments. We acted on what we believe. Now let's go to verse 19 through 26. And it says, "You believe that there is one God. You do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead?" Verse 21. "Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? Do you see that faith was working together with his works, and by works faith was made perfect?" Verse 23. "And the scriptures were fulfilled, which said, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. You see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only. Likewise, was not Rahab the harlot also justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. You have to have corresponding action that corresponds with your faith. Those examples we just read showed illustrations of actions to their faith." Amen. Now let's deal with the question, why study faith? Why study faith? Well, one reason is because it pleases our Heavenly Father. That in itself should encourage you to want to study and understand what faith really is. And I was talking about biblical faith, because there's a natural faith out there that you deal with every day. And it doesn't even concern you. You just go by and do it every day. But I'm talking about biblical faith. I want to deal with why you ought to study the subject of faith. We know by our foundational scripture that in order to please our Heavenly Father, the just shall live by faith. But you might be thinking, Pastor John, why make a big issue out of it? I want to share and show you that faith is so vitally important to us that we need to understand how it works. Again, go to Romans chapter 1, verse 17. You there? It says, "For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith." Anything that you are called upon to live by certainly demonstrates its importance. If you are supposed to live by faith, how can you live by it effectively if you do not even know what it is? So you need to know how it works, what it does, and if you are to live by it. Notice the scripture says that the just shall live by faith. Now listen to this statement carefully, what I'm getting ready to say, because I believe it's going to be illumination to some of you. Faith is a way of life. Faith is a way of living. Did you get that? Faith is a way of life, and faith is a way of living. God declares us righteous. You will find the word just or a deviation of that word throughout the Bible. For instance, you will find just, justified, and justification. It literally means to be declared righteous. When you receive Christ as God's remedy for sin, when you accept Christ as your personal Savior and Lord, God declares you righteous. Now, righteousness, that is a pretty big sounding word that we do not hear, see, or use very often in our everyday conversation. Instead, of course, getting into some discussion on the word righteousness or righteousness, let me give you a simple definition of righteousness. Righteousness means right standing with God. Right standing with God. This definition comes from the definition of justification. If you have been declared righteous by God, then you must have right standing with God and not wrong standing any longer because of the blood of Jesus. Amen. Many people throughout the years have thought that righteousness was something that he, as a Christian, had to do. For example, a way that you live, a way that you dress, a way that you wear your hair, or something like that. Righteousness was considered something external thing that you do. Actually, people really were confusing the word righteousness with holiness. You know, we were on a missions trip in Africa, and there was a certain church that all the women, no matter what, they had to wear a covering over their head before they can get in. They were not allowed into the church unless they had a covering over their head. Like I said, righteousness was considered some external thing that you had to do. And this was an external thing that those ladies in the church had to do. They thought it made them righteous, but it really was religious mumbo jumbo. Holiness has to do with the quality of your life lived on a daily basis. In other words, holiness is something you do and that you are responsible for. On the other hand, righteousness is God's responsibility. There is absolutely nothing that you can do to make yourself more righteous. God has to make you righteous. The question is, how do you stand with God? What? How do you stand with God? Righteousness is simply right standing with God. So take a consumer report of yourself right now. How do you stand with God? Are you in right standing with Him? When Adam in the Garden of Eden disobeyed God, he caused a breach in the relationship between his Heavenly Father and himself. Consequently, the communication between Adam and God was broken. Man was, through Adam, declared by God as unrighteous. Man was, through Adam, declared by God as unrighteous. So when Adam sinned, he caused the whole human race to become unrighteous, out of fellowship with the Heavenly Father. God went silent on him, or as the kids use today, he went ghost. There was no communication with him because sin and holiness cannot occupy the same space. Also, Adam's disobedience also disrupted the balance of nature, the weather, and the animal kingdom, which caused disturbances leading to chaotic and dynamic changes in the norm of nature. Jesus had to come, and through his sacrificial death, burial, and resurrection, brought back into position that what enables him to have life. Jesus had come and through his sacrificial death, burial, and resurrection brought man back into position that enables him to have right standing with God. It is called righteousness. So when you accept Christ as your personal Savior and Lord, God certifies you righteous. Righteousness means paid in full. Now, they don't do it so much now, but have you ever bought a large item or some type of furniture or appliance and you sign your name to the receipt or invoice? And after signing, the agent or the salesperson that you deal with takes a stamper and stamps on the invoice or the receipt, paid in full. That is your copy or receipt. They cannot come back on you and say you owe them money because you have the receipt that says paid in full. It's a similar manner with God. God stamps you righteous, and Satan, through intimidation or through bringing low self-esteem, cannot legally come against you, against your life, and tell you that you owe anything because you have been declared righteous by God. Amen. So righteousness means right standing with God. How do you stand with God? Ask yourself that question. How do you stand with God? Is He your daddy, your Abba Father, and are you in right standing with Him? Now, Romans 1:17 says, "For in it The righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. So if you are the righteousness of God in Christ, you should be living by faith. So if the just shall live by faith, then it is saying that you should be living by faith every day. You brush your teeth every day, right? You take a shower every day, right? Then you should live your life by faith every day. If you are supposed to live by faith, you had better know what it is and what it's not. And you need to know how it works so you can live by it, since that is what God requires of you. That is very important reason to study and understand the subject of faith. Why? Because God requires you to live by faith. Amen. Now we got to remember, faith is a fight. Faith is a way of life. It is the God kind of life. Now turn your Bibles with me, please, to 1 Timothy chapter 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6. And we will read verse number 12. So if you found it, I will read. It says, fight the good fight of faith. Repeat, fight the good fight of faith. This is a very important statement, and it reveals something to us. First of all, it tells us that we are in a fight, and you are in the fight whether you want to be in it or not. The first reason you are in a fight is because of you being born into this world as a human being. Then, when you became a Christian, that magnified the situation. However, the only fight that Christians are called upon to fight is the fight of faith. That is all. You are not called upon to fight anything else. It tells us to fight the good fight. But how can a fight be good? It is good because we win. That tells me that my Father is not calling upon me to fight a fight when I am supposed to get whipped. He did not say fight the fight of faith. He said fight the good fight of faith because he wants you to win. Did you get that? All right, amen. It is always a good game when your team wins the game. It's always good when your fighter wins the fight. If your team lost, you would say, that was a bad game and we should have won. The scriptures in 1 Timothy 6:12 represents that same principle. God wants you to win. And everything that is necessary for you to win with is provided for you in the Word of God. But you have to know it and you have to activate it by faith, or else you are going to get whipped. Instead of fighting the good fight of faith, you are going to get your behind kicked and your head whipped if you do not understand and know how to operate by faith. Now, would you please go with me to the book of Proverbs, chapter 4. You have to know and you have to understand how to operate by faith. So if you found Proverbs 4, we'll read verse number 7. And it says, wisdom is the principal thing. It says, therefore get wisdom. And then it says, and in all you're getting, get understanding. So God wants us to have, as his children, understanding of faith. Because it is your lifestyle that you're going to be living by is faith. Amen. And so you have to have a clear understanding of what that is when you're walking by faith. Amen. It says, wisdom is the principal thing. It says, therefore get wisdom. But in all you're getting, get understanding. Life through Satan will beat you to death if you allow it to. And there will be nothing God can do about it because he's already done it. He says, fight the good fight of faith. Amen and amen. Christians are not called to fight the devil. The only fight that you are in is a faith fight. You are not fighting churches. You are not fighting preachers. You are not even called upon to fight the devil. You are not even supposed to fight demons because you could not whip a baby demon with both of his eyes blindfolded, his arm tied behind his back, and one leg in the cast. Why? Because demons is a spirit, and you cannot see one, or otherwise you cannot fight them. Well, that old clock on the wall is telling me that we're just about finished for the day, but please return next week where we continue our teaching on faith and the importance of meeting of faith. But please remember these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. God bless you.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.